is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of May, 2009. It was in 1897, on this day, Bram Stoker's novel Dracula was published. Stoker, who added his own twists to the old vampire tales. It was Stoker who had the undead show no reflection in a mirror and have them shun garlic, and to say that they can be killed only by a stake through the heart. It was on this day in 1689 Lady Mary Wortley Montagu was baptized. She had been born in London a few weeks earlier. She came from a well-to-do family, hung out with early women's rights advocates, and when her parents disapproved of her boyfriend, she eloped with him to the countryside. She became renowned around London in the early 18th century for her charm and beauty and her sense of humor. Her husband became an ambassador to Istanbul, and there she witnessed the annual ritual in which elderly women injected healthy people with a small amount of the smallpox virus. And it was Lady Montagu who brought the idea of inoculation back to the West. She and her husband left Istanbul, returned to England, and about 20 years later, she left her husband and set out for a long adventure abroad. She stayed in touch with him. She wrote him amiable, even loving letters, but never saw him again. She spent time in Florence. She lived in France. It took decades for her letters to be published. Letters and Works came out in 1837, and a new edition of her Turkish embassy letters came out in 1993. Here's a poem for today by Bobby Lurie, entitled The Perfect Black Blazer. The head nurse called to say Mom threw a potted plant, smashed the TV set, banged her head against the wall. When I got there, I saw the deep bruise on her forehead. She could barely speak, so we sat mute for some minutes. I watched her slide to the side of the couch as she scratched her arms, pulled at her hair. I needed to bring her back, so I told the story of our Saturday excursion searching for the perfect black blazer. I exaggerated the futility of finding something immaculate like that, something slim-fitting and neat, able to match any pair of pants or skirt we wore. We never found it, of course, but kept searching as we watched other women more glamorous than we were. When I asked if she remembered that, she laughed and said, "Oh, yes." I looked around the room into the distant faces, haunted hair, blank stares. "Time for lunch," a nurse yelled. I walked Mom to her chair, watched the aides tie bibs around the residents' necks, leaned to kiss Mom gently goodbye on her cheek, trying not to notice she no longer smelled like my mother. She had taken on the scent of the urine ammonia halls and the talc caked heavy on her body. I walked out, then felt something strange, like a voice without words, tell me to return. So I ran quickly back to where she sat, her hands on her lap. They were the same hands, so I squeezed them tight, kissed her for a second time. Only this time I hugged her close, inhaled deep, took her all in. A poem, The Perfect Black Blazer by Bobby Lurie, from Letter from the Lawn, published by Custom Words, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.